Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. President Trump is warning Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey that he is playing with fire after Frey said the city will not enforce federal immigration laws. Trump issued the warning Wednesday in a post on Truth Social, saying the comment came despite what he called a very good conversation with the mayor. The remarks followed a Tuesday meeting in Minneapolis between Frey and White House border czar Tom Homan. Democratic lawmakers in the Twin Ports are voicing their concerns about the presence of ICE in Minnesota. Representative Lish Kozlowski says their caucus is working on a bill regarding federal immigration officers to be proposed when the legislative session begins in a few weeks.
Restoring schools, child care centers, courts, hospitals as ICE-free safety zones. We're calling for a statewide eviction moratorium with rental assistance, prohibiting agents from wearing masks, from switching license plates, being able to sue them for the damages occurred.
Kozlowski was joined by Representative Pete Johnson and Senator Jen McEwen in calling for ICE to leave Minnesota. Beginning Sunday, February 1st, airline passengers 18 and older who do not have a real ID or other acceptable form of government-issued identification will be required to pay a $45 fee to verify their identity before passing through security checkpoints and boarding a flight. TSA regional spokesperson Jessica Maley.
The payment site is pretty short and abbreviated. One thing that is on there is your first date of travel. And the reason for that is that this is good for 10 days. So if you are there and back in 10 days, you can use that as a receipt more than once. If your trip is longer than 10 days, you would need to pay more than once.
The payment site can be found at tsa.gov. In other headlines, anglers from across the globe are coming to central Minnesota this weekend for the 36th annual Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. Chair Sheena Ziegler says they're competing for 150 prizes, and the biggest fish wins a brand new pickup truck.
And, you know, you get your choice between a GMC or a Ford. There's just incredible prizes throughout the prize board. And there's not just first, second, and third look good, and then you get a bunch of measly ones. We have an ice castle sprinkled in there, some side-by-sides, a four-wheeler, some really big, nice prizes.
Ziegler says there is also the Catch of the Day contest, and this year's species is walleye. A Twin Cities High School English teacher is a finalist for the 2026 National Teacher of the Year Award. Linda Wallenberg teaches at Eden Prairie High School and is in her 50th year of teaching. She is the 61st Minnesota Teacher of the Year. The winner of the national award will be announced this spring. This is MNN.